The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Friday, December the 20th, 2024. Welcome to Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. Ben's at the helm by himself. Okay, we know. Ben, are you there?
Yes, I am, sir.
Oh, okay, okay.
Good morning.
Because of the angle of the lights, I can see if your eyes were above it or, you know, if you're working hard at your computer. Okay, I got you. Okay. Good morning. Did you drag up the National Day today?
I did.
What is it?
We have National Go Caroling Day.
Go Caroling, okay.
And then we have National Ugly Christmas Sweater Day.
Oh, well. You know, I made a mistake last year. I wore the one my mother-in-law gave me and won the ugly sweater contest and told her. And she said, ugly sweater, what's that? So
I don't think that was supposed to be an ugly sweater for you.
Probably wasn't. Okay. Ba-boom. I just needed the sound then, so my drums going ba-boom. Okay. Hey, today partly sunny with a high near 61, increasing clouds, and tomorrow showers, high near 53. Your dog just untied my shoe. Your dog just untied my shoe. Calm wind becoming south around 6 p.m. in the morning. No, he didn't. He just came over late on it. Saturday night, 50% chance of showers. Sunday, showers mainly after 10 a.m. Showers Monday. Showers Tuesday. Chance of showers Tuesday night. Christmas Day, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy. And then Wednesday and Thursday, showers. And highs will be around in the 50s, mid-50s, lows in the low 40s. And that's what it's going to look like through next Wednesday. So, weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, owned by the Kenny family, locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. It's a great family. They're into the third generation of running that company. And they do so much for our community. That's Shasta Gas Propane. Give a call, 530-365-3793. And I am here with Katrina. And she brought Vinny with her, who is just a cutie pie with a, he's got like a bob tail. What do you think?
Yeah, he has like a little nub tail.
Little nub tail. But it's longer than that. It's like 4 or 5 inches. It's like 4 inches long, though. It's not like it's right up against his butt.
Yeah, no.
No, he's got a little tail there.
Yeah, he's such a cutie.
He is.
And he's so much more, too. He's about a year old.
Uh-huh.
So very puppy. He is like yellow and white. We have him as a pit mix, but he's definitely something else.
Yeah, he doesn't look pity to me, first of all. I can see it. I mean, if you point it out. But he's got that yellow color of a lab, and he's got this kind of wavy hair that kind of reminds me of, the Chesapeake labs or retrievers or have this kind of a wavy hair on them. And
yeah.
It's not all over him. It's on his, on his back and all that. But he's a real cute dog.
He is.
And he's a love. He is.
Very big love.
Came over and laid on my shoes for a second. I thought he was untying my shoelaces, really.
He could.
He could. Well, Buford does that. You know, I thought that was one of the things you all taught him at Haven Humane.
Yeah, we teach every dog.
To untie shoelaces.
Untie the shoes. No, he's so fun. He almost seems like he could have like some type of like hunting dog in him, too.
Yes.
He's very vocal, and he has a very interesting bark. Someone the other day said it kind of reminds him of, like, a beagle's bark, the way it sounds. But when he gets excited, he gets very, very vocal. But he's a really cool dog. He actually was in a foster home for about 2 months. He came in as a stray, and he had, like, a leg injury. He's fine now, but
he was
in a foster home for 2 months, healing up and getting a lot of love. And the cool thing about his foster home is he lived with little kids, he lived with cats and another dog, and he was great with everybody. So he's kind of a unicorn in a sense because we know he's good with pretty much everybody, like every animal, every person, which means he could fit into almost any home, too.
Okay, Dave just came in, and what we'll do is we'll get a little video of him and me, and we can put him on Facebook today. So this morning, and get his kind of his true self. Well, kind of a true self. Now he looks like, you say he's been with a cat. He lived with cats and dogs and kids.
Yeah.
And no problems.
Nope. He's just very playful. His foster parent said he wanted to play with everyone. He wanted to play with the cats. And he is just has a lot of energy. They said he loves toys.
He went over and took one of Buford's. And,
he's a big toy dog.
Big toy dog, and now he's got Buford's, I don't know, red bone he chews on. I don't know what he's doing right now.
He's chewing on it.
He's chewing on it. So see, he's laying there, he's quiet, he's chewing on the bone, but he has got energy, so he's going to need to have a yard, or you're going to need to walk him. Yeah, you know, get him into the, collar and leash.
Yeah, definitely.
But he's not so big that he's going to pull you over.
No, he's only about 50 pounds, so he's not a very big dog. But he definitely is going to need a home that's going to give him a lot of exercise and enrichment. But he's very smart, and he does learn things pretty quickly. And he's very into treats and toys, so he's very easy to motivate.
Oh, well.
If you have anything, he's ready.
He's ready. You got a cookie for me? There you go, buddy. I'll do anything. I'll drive your car. I'll drive you to work. So how's it going down there? The Bissell thing ended, but it sounded like you did a pretty good job down there with people coming in.
Yeah, we had a lot of adoptions, which was really fantastic. We wrapped that up on Tuesday. But we still are, we still have plenty of animals for adoption with, varying adoption fees. So definitely don't be afraid to come down just because the promotion has ended. Vinny, for example, his adoption fee has actually been fully sponsored, so he doesn't have an adoption fee.
Wow.
Yeah.
I wonder what Linda would do if I brought Vinny home to die.
Have words, but probably.
We've already got a full house of people. So, yeah, no, that probably wouldn't work out. So, but then I could watch Buford and Vinny play,
They would.
12 hours a day and sleep 12 hours a day.
That's the dream, isn't
play
it?
6 hours a day and sleep 18, something. So, I tell you what, we are so happy with Buford. And he's just a perfect dog for us. And Vinny is going to be a perfect dog for a family. Probably with kids.
Yeah, definitely.
That would play with them. And, because I think he'd become a member of the family. He's bright. He's curious. Right now he's got his feet up on the, on our table here, and he's looking across at me. See, I'm looking at him and I'm seeing this yellow color, this white neck and chest and feet. He's really pretty. He's a pretty dog.
He's a very good looking dog.
He really is. And he looks like he could just be a member of somebody's family from the first day he came home.
I think so as well.
Yeah. Well, at the first day they're kind of wandering around, but, he seems like he's open to people.
He is. He's kind of friends with everybody is his personality.
Okay. So if you want Vinny, and this is a good dog. We say that about most of them, but this one is just a real lovable looking dog. He's the kind of dog that looks like that he belongs. Does that make sense?
No, totally. And it's special, too, because knowing what we know about him does, really open up his options. Because most of our dogs, we don't know their history. We don't know how they're going to fit into families with other animals. So it is really nice with Vinny is you can get him with the assurance that he's going to fit in well.
Yeah, he is, because he's already been in with the family with kids and cats and dogs, and he's fit in perfectly. So, well, Katrina, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Have a Merry Christmas.
You too.
And we'll see you next Friday, or somebody, after Christmas.
Yeah.
We'll be here if you come in again. So, Vinny, good luck. I hope you get adopted. And that's somebody's great Christmas present that they're going to have is a new fur baby in their home. All right. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back after these messages.
We can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Because your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. See, we can go where we want to, places they will never find, and we can act like we come from out of this world.
This is Congressman Doug LaMalfa with an important message. If you have been a recent victim of wildfire, please pay close attention because this may affect you. I'm pleased to announce that Congress recently passed a legislative package that included my bill, the Protect Innocent Victims of Taxation After Fire Act. This law exempts wildfire relief payments and settlements from federal income taxes. Taxpayers will be able to claim refunds for any taxes paid on wildfire settlement funds since 2020 by filing an amended return or claiming the change in the next tax year. My bill ensures that IRS doesn't take from the pockets of individuals in their time of need and that they have every available dollar to them to recover and rebuild. This law is returning hundreds of millions of dollars to NorCal families and small businesses. If my office can assist you in any way further, please visit my website at lamalfa.house.gov or give us a call. This is Congressman Doug LaMalfa.
Paid for by official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
Turtle Bay's 5th annual Redding Garden of Lights is back for another fun-filled holiday season. Open on select dates from November 22nd through January 5th. Featuring over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens filled with 2 million lights. Don't miss this year's new additions, including new light displays and premium ticket packages. Plus, holiday-themed food, drinks, music, glowing swings, model trains, and much more. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085. And check out their website at authoritypm.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Cornerstone Community Bank is proud to partner with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute. We'd like to express our heartfelt gratitude to veterans and active duty service members for their dedication and sacrifice. Cornerstone Community Bank offers personal and business banking solutions tailored to fit your unique needs. We invite you to experience the warmth of banking with us. Visit one of our four branches in Redding, Anderson, or Red Bluff, or online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Grandpappy told my pappy back in my day, son, a man had an answer for the wicked that he done. Take all the rope in Texas, find a tall old tree, round up all of them bad boys, hang them high in the street.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's parents rode in yesterday, and so she's entertaining them this morning, or they're entertaining her. The Shasta Trinity Unit of the Backcountry Horsemen of California are having their annual dinner and fundraiser here. It's going to be on January the 18th. Tickets $45, but that includes dinner, dessert, poetry, raffles, auction, and much more. All the profits go to Trails and Education in Shasta Trinity and Tehama County. It's going to be at the Sons and Daughters of Italy Hall on Cedars Road, right here in Redding. And for more information, call Larry Schumann, 530-526-0590, or go to the Backcountry Horsemen California Shasta Trinity Unit. It's a great, great event. Super things. The cowboy poetry. People have a good time. A lot of raffle items and stuff like that. that's where we got that trip up in the mountains. That 4-day pack trip up in the mountains with Larry and Sam. Had a wonderful time in the Trinity. Beautiful country. Never saw anybody. Deer wandering through our camp, nice stream coming through. It was just beautiful. And the riding was wonderful.
Everything's provided for that. And you can buy, get those tickets for $10 a piece for the big raffle. Be drawn in April. So, United Airlines and Reading have approved fast-tracking an agreement to provide non-stop air service to Denver starting May 22nd. Flight's going to depart Reading at 12:50 p.m. and arrive in Denver at 4:12 p.m. The return flight leaves Denver at 11:35 a.m. and arrives in Reading at 1:16 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Great news. Why? One, it opens up a lot of territory. Denver's a major hub. And, gosh, maybe we ought to think about getting tickets on that first flight to go into Denver. Because from there, you can spoke out to anywhere in Colorado. And there's a couple of places in Colorado we wanted to go visit. It's the new route is going to bring in money to our community. It's going to bring in tourists. It's going to help our businesses that are here and maybe new businesses that are thinking about locating here. So I think it's a great move. It happened after the city said they were going to put $450,000 into the pot there to ensure that they weren't losing money the first year that they were doing. It has a $2 million revenue guarantee, and a lot of different businesses, Sierra Pacific, Bethel Church, and others have put in with this. So that guarantee just means it's something that United Airlines can draw from if they have, you know, if all the flights aren't full. But I think this is really a huge step. So, you know, it may be something because a lot of people travel and they drive down to Sacramento. Well, you don't have to do that anymore. You just leave from Reading and go to Denver and catch flights anywhere in the world from there. You can do the same thing in San Francisco, but there'll be a little bit difference in the cost of it, of course. It always is. But if you think about it, if you're driving down to Sacramento and spending the night and parking your car the next day, or for a week, that, you know, you quickly find out that just driving down to the Reading Airport and parking at very reasonable fees over having somebody just drop you off and then catching your flight is going to really work out. Yeah, I can't wait for this thing to start. So, good news with that. What else do we have going on here? We welcome your phone calls this morning, 8 o'clock, House Realty Beyond. The budget resolution going on back in Congress. Does anybody understand what's going on here? It appears that the first budget that went through, a bill to avert a partial government shutdown. Question is, would we know if it was shut down? Already you're hearing things from the DOGE group, the Department of Government Efficiency, that we've got so much waste and so much, so many people doing the same job, most of whom are not even going to work. They do it from their homes. They can make bad decisions from their homes just as well as they can make it at the offices, their claim is. And then the government's saying, no, you need to start coming back to work. Otherwise, why do we have all these buildings that we own or lease, paying the bills on those, and some of them haven't had people in them since 2020. So, I mean, talk about waste and abuse. So, the House of Representatives did not pass. It's President-elect Trump liked it, but it lost the approval of 38 Republicans. And I think there's things like pork and all of this. It lost 235 to 174. Now, lawmakers were literally fighting among themselves about a path forward on government spending. Meanwhile, the national debt has climbed to over $36 trillion. Okay, here you go, Ben. I know you're a computer guy. I want you to look at a trillion, how much a trillion is. Like, you know, if you put dollar bills stacked on one another, $1 bill stacked, how many a trillion would be, or even end to end, you know, like going around the planet, 1 trillion, just 1 trillion. How much is that? Just examples of what a trillion is. And the national deficit is over $1.8
trillion. $1 trillion is 1 and 12 zeros.
Yes, got so that.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
Let's see.
How but, you know, around. Say, you know, stacking dollar bills or dollar bills in the end or just some ways of saying, you know, how much, you know, if you tried to picture what a trillion is, I mean, 12 zeros on the end of it. Okay. Then also includes key policies unrelated to keeping the government open. Now, this is the New Deal we're talking about. It's and the new bill is 116 pages. And you go, whoa, 116 pages. That's okay. The other one that they were working at was 1,547 pages that they were trying to go out. Now, I've asked Congressman Moffitt, what happens when you get one of these bills like this? I mean, and so they've got like a gang of people in all these offices that congressmen and the senators have and all this. And that's what they're doing. They're experts on different areas. And they read these things and they give synopsises of these bills. But can you imagine reading a 1,500-page bill? And especially when it has to do with funding and all the different parts of it. I mean, whoever reads those things? The new iteration extended the government funding deadline through March 14th while also suspending the debt limit. It also included $110 billion, another one of those billions, in disaster relief and a farm bill extension. Why would we give Joe Biden more money this late in the administration, said Representative Good of Republican Virginia. The money intended to disaster victims should have been paid for. There should have been offsets right there.
Hey, Carl.
Yes, sir.
Assuming a standard stack of $100 bills per inch. So if you
Is these $100 bills or any bills?
Any bills. Assuming a stack is 1 inch, it would be 67 miles high.
67 miles high.
That's pretty high. That's a lot of bills.
That's a lot. 67 miles high. That's just $1 billion.
That's $1 trillion.
I'm sorry, $1 trillion. Yes. Not billion, trillion. And there's, how many did I say there? 36 trillion. So there's 36 stacks of $100 bills. Let's just say $100 because a $100 and a dollar bill and a dollar bill, you know.
Yeah, it does say $100 bills, 1 inch stack of $100 bills.
Okay. 67 miles high, and there's 36 of them. Jeez.
That's
okay.
A lot of miles.
That's a lot. That's a lot. So the question is, and hopefully next Friday, on the 1st, or the second, third. On the 3rd, Congressman will be with us, and he can explain this craziness and this madness that's going on. You know, we had a listener one time describe politicians stuck on green crack. They were addicted to green crack, green being, of course, the money. And I would just love it if I could just go out and spend, let's just put a new tower up. Do we have the money for it? No. It's okay. It's going to go. It'll be part of the deficit that we're going to run. And we put up a new $60,000-$70,000 tower. Oh, that's okay because I can always just go out and just get some more. I can just, you know, I'll just print some more. And I'll write a check for it. That's what I'll do. I'll write a check. You don't have the money in the account. That's okay. You know, it'll be covered. Somebody will cover it. Yeah, I'll just write that check for that new tower. I would love to do that. Any business, any small business in this town would love to have that kind of high cover, you know, flying for them. Okay, let's take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry. Voted best in the North State again. Yep, and there's a reason for it. They have been doing that. This is like the third year in a row that they've been voted best in the North State. they have, they're the only full-service jewelry store with watch repairmen, stone cutter, jewelry designers, jewelry builders there. It's locally owned, locally operated, just a great store to go into, great selection of jewelry, everything from old pawn to estate jewelry to all the things you expect to see in a jewelry store. They are having their anniversary sale this month, and it's 20% off everything. 20% off everything. So head on down to 2225 Hilltop Drive. Go in and see Rebecca, Henry, or Leonard. Leonard's there now, and the guy that originally started Four Winds Jewelry and sold it to Rebecca and Henry, but he still comes in on, you know, these types of holidays and helps out. They're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. So you've just got today till 4, and then Monday and Tuesday of next week, maybe even Monday. You may check. I don't think they're going to. They might close early on Christmas Eve. Who knows? But you got to check. But you can get there today or Monday and get that special piece of jewelry. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Woma!
Hey friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Padron, 60th anniversary. My new personal favorite, starting with an exclusive Perfecto shape. Handcrafted by one master roller, using only the finest tobaccos from Nicaragua. After 60 years of excellence, this cigar is Padron's masterpiece. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Looking for a unique gift this Christmas? Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has distinct treasures to choose from, including Christmas decorations, vinyl records, DVDs, vintage toys, and antique jewelry, such as brooches and rings, necklaces and bracelets. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles also offers vintage clothing and accessories, such as retro dresses and scarves, jackets and hats, along with vintage furniture, tablecloths and silverware, cookware, and glassware. And don't forget Mantiques, including military memorabilia, camping and mining equipment, men's jewelry such as crosses and rings, sports memorabilia, and collectibles. Come find that perfect gift this Christmas at Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday noon to 5.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Mimi Mosley here from Mosley Family Cellars. We'd just like to thank Redding Rancheria for their generous gift to us. It was so helpful and helped to keep us alive.
Hi, I'm Shelby Mahara with Squishy Doodle Face Painting, and I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support. They always help the community and always help to take care of us when they can.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Again, singing joy to the world, and here comes Santa Claus. Mama's baking turkey, and Daddy's making popcorn balls.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today is the 20th of December, 7:35 in the morning, about 42 degrees out there. We had fog. You can see the fog out there, patchy fog, and the last night was pretty foggy. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is a local bank, local board of directors, four branches, one in Red Bluff, two right here in Redding, one at 1845 California Street, one at 192 Hartnell Avenue at the shopping center there, and the newest branch down on Ventura Street in Anderson, a sponsor for many of our local organizations and events. They won awards for being one of the best small banks in the nation. We do business with Cornerstone, our personal and business, and accounts are there. And we're real happy the way we're treated at Cornerstone Community Bank. For more information, go to bankcornerstone.com. You know, Florida is such a dichotomy of things. You know, you hear talk about the Florida man, you know, and it's things that men do in Florida that are just strange, you know. And then you have the every year when it gets cold in areas in Florida, they issue falling iguanas problems, where iguanas will be up in the trees and they get cold. And they fall out of the trees like coconuts. And they said, beware of falling iguanas. They have boa constrictors. They have a mass invasion of boa constrictors and pythons in the Florida Everglades that they pay people by the pound to round up. So they have all of these. They have all these weird things that happen there in Florida. But here's the newest. Are you ready? Florida police are advising residents in the town of Orange City to avoid monkeys that have been sighted roaming around the community this week. They have photos of loose monkeys, as opposed to, I guess, tight monkeys. Loose monkeys on a social media page is showing out-of-place primate walking along a fence. They said the people in Orange City, a town located about 30 miles north of Orlando, to not feed or approach any monkeys, and to contact the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission. However, it's not the only one. That's not the only area, but in nearby Volusia County, communities of Deltona and DeBerry, they've got monkeys there too. And other people have been out on sightseeing trips along the rivers and seen monkeys up in the trees. Last month, approximately 43, I guess not approximately, but 43 rhesus marquei monkeys escaped from a facility in Yemassee in Charleston, South Carolina. And there are 43 of them, 67 pounds. They got most of them back, but there were still four of them still out there around, you know, wandering around. So what happens if you see a monkey out there? Don't approach it. They can carry herpes type B, which is very, very deadly. It can be very deadly. So leave the monkeys alone, but this is one thing we talk about, Redding, and we have our foibles here, but we've never had to be warned about when you're walking your dog. Don't get too close to the water here of the sack, because an alligator's going to come up and kill your dog. We don't have to worry about iguanas falling out of trees and hitting us in the head. We don't have to worry about boa constrictors being in and eating all the natural birds and mammals and other snakes coming out of Whiskey Town. And now we don't have to be warned about monkeys. You know, so, you know, we get so, oh, it's raining. Yeah, but we don't have monkeys. Oh, it's foggy outside. Yeah, but we don't have monkeys running loose through the city, being, you know, having to be chased down. Another advantage of living in Redding, no pythons, no alligators, no falling iguanas, no monkeys running wild. Ben.
Yes.
Would you say that's a plus?
I
think that should be in our Chamber of Commerce. When they go out there and they, you know, and they talk to businesses, here are things you do not have to worry about in Redding, California, in Shasta County, in Anderson, or city of Shasta Lake. We have none of these. We have none of these problems that are facing, you know, these insurmountable problems facing people of Florida.
Yeah, I agree with you.
There you go. What else do we have going here? Budget. Oh, by the way, on that budget resolution, they're on to Plan C now. They A and B failed. They're on to Plan C that they're working with. You know, we're going to take a early break here. And this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Horst. He's been doing this for over 30 years. This is a locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business here that does just great work. He guarantees his work for the life of the windshield, whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2 feet in length. He can fix it, and he guarantees it. Don't take a chance with your family's safety. Get that chip you've ignored, and all of a sudden you're driving home to Mama's for Christmas, and it crackles across your windshield. Now what happens? Have Jeff take a look at it, and you can get a free inspection and analysis at Crackmaster Windshield Repair by going down to 3208 South Market Street or giving Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. He takes the vehicle in to a climate-controlled area. He repairs the windshield, and you can be on your way. And it doesn't take all day by any means. That's Jeff Wurst, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back.
Turtle Bay's 5th Annual Redding Garden of Lights is back for another fun-filled holiday season, open on select dates from November 22nd through January 5th. Featuring over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens filled with 2 million lights, don't miss this year's new additions, including new light displays and premium ticket packages. Plus, holiday-themed food, drinks, music, glowing swings, model trains, and much more. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395, license 109-0355.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Thank you. Hello, I'm Patrick Jones from Jones's Fort Gun Shop, serving Shasta County for over 50 years. As Christmas and New Year's approaches, we at Jones's Fort would like to thank all of the men and women in the United States Armed Forces. Loyalty, duty, respect, honor, and integrity are just a few things that the U.S. military stands for. Jones's Fort salutes you.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Jenke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us. We believe there's a difference between a man and a woman, and I think you probably know what it is.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebach. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy started her business back in 1993. Has been helping families, veterans, seniors, and business owners since then. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, next to Members First Credit Union. If you're looking for that second opinion on your insurance, or what about your 401? What about your retirement plans with the stock market in a dive here? Not a huge dive, but they're having, it's just so erratic. You need somebody that this is what they do. They take a look and they can give you good suggestions on how to handle your finances. And this is all free. It's a free review and evaluation. Give Maxwell Insurance and Financial a call at 530-221-0441. Okay. The gentleman, Luigi Mangione, is been looks like he is waived his has waived his extradition and has made his first appearance in a federal court on Thursday. Of course, that's the man they suspect in the killing of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson. He faces four federal counts in connection with Thompson's death, including, according to a criminal complaint. He arrived in Lower Manhattan for his first court appearance, surrounded by dozens of heavily armed law enforcement officers. They've also said the notebook and Mangione's possession contains several handwritten pages that express hostility toward the health insurance industry and wealthy executives in particular. He could face a death penalty if found guilty of the federal murder charge against him because of terrorism, in addition to it. And it appears that Joe Biden, besides forgiving 55,000 more student loan debt people, which accounts for millions of dollars, he has also had the highest level of deportation since 2014, according to a newly released annual report. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement deported 271,000 immigrants last fiscal year, and around 32% of these people with criminal histories. I think, see, Obama had 400,000 in one year, but a large number of those were recent border crossings. They've left President-elect Trump with 10, 12 million more. Who knows how many it is? 10 million, 12, 15. Does anybody really know who came across the border in the last 4 years? And, of course, that's one of the things that President-elect Trump has said is he's going to deport these people as fast as he can. That are here illegally. It's come across this border in the last 4 years. numbers. They figure over a million, maybe even close to 1.5 million criminals came into our country over the last 4 years. And we're not talking about somebody that shoplifted out of their local convenience store. We're talking about gangs. Fentanyl dealers, we're talking about murderers, we're talking about rapists, and it doesn't take a person searching a long time to find out the number of people that have been killed or injured due to these criminals coming into the United States across that open border. Thousands of Amazon drivers went on strike. You might want to know this, if you are in, Georgia or some of the areas down there, Amazon went on strike in 4 states over concerns about their wages and benefits. And, these workers represent about 1% of the company's U.S. workforce, Amazon says it's not going to affect holiday deliveries during the busy shopping center. But by walking out the week before Christmas and Hanukkah, Teamsters, the drivers belong to, or part of their union, hope to apply maximum pressure to Amazon. An incident happened to – I'm changing the subject completely, but this is really bothering me. One of my friends was involved in a car wreck the other day, driving his new pickup truck down the road. And a woman coming the opposite way ran off the road, spun out, came across, and slammed into his truck. Busted his sternum, bruises everywhere. But, your sternum, the chest plate that covers your heart, broke it. Ends up in the hospital for 2 or 3 days. A lot of pain and everything. Turns out the woman was driving on a suspended license. And they also got her for DUI. Well, you say to yourself, well, that's terrible. It's horrible. Hope what happens to her. And, she was, how she was not killed in this wreck, I don't understand. I've seen photos of her car, and it's just, destroyed. But she didn't. She walked away. But it was just the other day I found out that she's got like 6 of these. Maybe more. I can remember 6 of them, but it was a full page of somebody who's been arrested for spousal abuse DUI, and including twice in a month before she slammed into him. So my question is, how does a person with this type of driving record consistently? And if you look at the police and the officers that pulled her over, CHP, same officer, pulled her over twice in 1 month. Why isn't she in jail? She's got a track record that goes back, 4 or 5 years of these things happening. And it's, it's a consistent. She may have skipped a year, but then came back again and now has gotten in the last year 2, maybe 3 or 4. Of these DUIs. No license. She did have insurance. Thank goodness. I think she had the minimum insurance, which, by the way, is going up next year for everybody in California. But how is she still driving on the road? Why isn't this? I'm sorry. I don't want people to go to jail. Well, yeah, I do. That was untrue. I don't mind people going to jail if you break the law. But why is she still on the road? Why don't they have, something in her cars, saying is that you've got to breathe into, the breathalyzer before your car starts. They've got those machines out there that they sentence people to have. But why is she still on the road? Is it going to take? Well, this is bodily injury this time. This isn't just getting pulled over because you're drunk. This is bodily injury this time. And she's, of course, not in jail. And I was thinking, was she going to be driving around on Christmas and New Year's? And what if she hits somebody else and this time kills them? This person should be in jail. that she should have been prosecuted. She should have gone, and by the, you know, in the third time, fourth time, be put away, to be put into a jail so she can get treatment, since she's obviously not seeking it on her own. But this, you know, this something, you know, we talk about, you know, criminals, oh gosh, this guy did this, or this woman did this and all this, you know, broke into our homes, or they're shoplifting, you know, they're arresting the shoplifters, or, you know, they're bundling them up. Proposition 36 is in effect today, and the Reading Police Department's out getting them. But they're also out on the road with their checkpoints and these other things. But this woman who has been caught numerous times for the same thing, driving under the influence, is still out there driving, because it seems like they just keep turning her loose. And so my question then is, and I reached out to the DA, they haven't come back to me yet, who's in charge of these things, and why is it so hard to get one of these people off the road? Maybe it's that she fails to appear. If it's a fail to appear, then they can put a warrant out for her. And I'm just not singling, well, I am singling this one woman out. I've seen her, all of her cases here. I've got it, you know, sent to me by the guy that she ran into, you know, because he was wondering what was going to happen. Why is she still driving around? Why is she still walking on the streets with the ability to get into a car and get drunk again? Because she's done it twice in 1 month, and now this is the third time. See, two previous offenses in 1 month, and then boom, got my friend. This is something that is, you know, to me, it's you're just waiting. And you've got every warning in the world that she's going to go out and she's going to kill somebody or severely injure somebody, change somebody's life forever because she's driving under the influence. And yet she's still walking around out there. Okay. You know, maybe it shouldn't be. Maybe, you know, you hear about people. You know, I know people who have had DUIs. I've had one. You know, they had them years ago, and they learned their lesson. Whoa, you know, driving buzzed means still driving drunk. It's cost me money. It's, you know, it's all of these things. Yet there are people out there that don't care. There's no repercussions for when they do it. Okay, yeah, I'm going to have to pay a fine. Well, maybe she's rich enough to pay fines. Maybe she doesn't pay the fines. Then what happens? Yeah, I know that our legal system is overrun with people. But when you get something like this that's a warning, it's just a warning over and over and over again that she's going to kill somebody, then something should be done. Something needs to be done to take her off the roads and get her the help she obviously needs. If you like Frito-Lays, the potato chips, the classic potato chips, they're recalling the 13-ounce bags. Because it looks like, the dates on them are February 11th, guaranteed fresh to February 11th, 2025. In Oregon and Washington, because they may have milk in them. They may have been exposed to milk. And nobody's reported anything, no health problems related to the recall. However, if you've got a severe sensitivity to milk, you could have a dangerous reaction. So if you've got anybody in your family and they love Lay's potato chips, you might want to tell them. Okay, today, Friday, we're going to, at 8 o'clock, we're going to welcome in the House of Realty and hear what's going on kind of at the end of the year for the real estate industry, what's happening with that, what's it look like going in the future. There's been, you look at so many of the forecast, house prices are continuing to rise, interest rates, it looks like just the interest rate was just cut again, the prime. Is that going to have an impact on home buying, homes available? A lot of people are just hanging on to their homes because if they wanted to downsize, you know, they're not paying anything on the home they have now, or they're paying very little on the home they have now, and if they buy a home, they're going to be paying more than they would be for the home they have now, even if they're downsizing because of interest rates. Okay, we're going to take a break for the news, and we're going to be right back after these messages.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. We anticipate another House vote ahead of the midnight deadline for a partial government shutdown. A revised spending bill averting the shutdown and suspending the government debt limit for 2 years was defeated in the House. Several dozen Republicans joined Democrats in voting the bill down. Parts of the Midwest still digging out from a half foot of fresh snow, bitter cold and ice, snarling travel at what is a very busy time of the year.
Get ready for some of the most crowded times on the roads and at airports. AAA spokesperson Aitza Diaz says the number of people traveling for the holidays is expected to top the previous holiday season high that was set in 2019.
What we are expecting is an overall total record of 119 million travelers, and specifically the airline passengers, air travel, that's also a new record of 7.8 5 million.
Diaz says people are experiencing a sort of post-pandemic psychological shift, valuing visiting family and friends a lot more than they did before. Donna Warder, Washington.
A gauge of inflation, it's closely watched by the Federal Reserve, barely budged last month.
Prices rose just 0.1% from October to November. Excluding the volatile food and energy categories, prices also ticked up just 0.1%. After 2 months of outsized 0.3% gains, the milder inflation figures arrived 2 days after Federal Reserve officials rocked financial markets by revealing that they now expect to cut their key interest rate just 2 times in 2025, down from 4 in their previous estimate.
And that's correspondent Jeremy House reporting. A rally underway this morning on Wall Street with stocks now in positive territory. The Dow is up 373 points, the NASDAQ ahead 134, and the S&P is up 44 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Financial Group is not a law firm. If you own a timeshare, don't miss this public service announcement from Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group.
If you receive an unsolicited phone call or mail piece to discuss selling, renting, or especially canceling your timeshare, don't fall for it. If you really want out of your timeshare, hang the phone up immediately or throw that mail piece in the trash and contact your timeshare resort or Wesley Financial Group for assistance with your timeshare. As the only Inc. 500 timeshare cancellation company, our knowledge, experience, and results has made Wesley a trusted resource for over 40,000 families we've helped get out of their timeshare. Give us a call and I'll send you our timeshare exit information kit free with the straight facts about your timeshare and all of your options for cancellation.
Call for your free info kit. 800-885-3333. That's 800-885-3333. 800-885-3333.
There is renewed interest in tracing a missing Malaysia Airlines plane.
Malaysia's government has agreed in principle to accept a second no-find, no-fee deal from an American company to renew the hunt for flight MH370, which is believed to have crashed into the southern Indian Ocean more than 10 years ago. Lawmakers gave the nod last week for Texas-based Ocean Infinity, which mounted a private search in 2018 to continue the hunt in a new 5,800-square-mile site in the ocean. The Boeing 777 plane vanished from radar shortly after taking off on March 8, 2014, carrying 239 people, mostly Chinese nationals, from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing. I'm Charles Tulletesma.
A 7-year-old girl has died and a teacher and 5 other students wounded in a knife attack at a school in the Croatian capital, Zagreb. Police say it happened at mid-morning. News and analysis, townhall.com.
There was a nice bump in used home sales last month, rising 4.8% in November.
There's been a wider selection of homes on the market, and buyers are encouraged, even as mortgage rates mostly ticked higher. Home prices have been rising, too. The typical national sales price rose 4.7% from a year earlier to just over $406,000. For many prospective buyers, high prices and elevated mortgage rates have kept home ownership out of reach. I'm Rita Foley.
Workers at seven Amazon package delivery centers have gone on strike. The Teamsters calling it the biggest job action yet against Amazon, which says it does not expect the walkout to impact operations during this traditionally busy time of the year. The International Brotherhood of Teamsters claims to represent nearly 10,000 workers at 10 Amazon facilities. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's parents rolled in last night, so she's entertaining them this morning. 8:05 in the morning here. And the news is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Ben's at the helm. Good morning, Ben. Doing a great job. We found out that a trillion dollars stacked would go up to 67 miles high into the sky. And we have it's like 60 of those piles. That's our national debt. And with that in mind, with somebody that actually understands what's going on with finances in the world, in our country, we have Susan Eastman, who is the first vice president of investments for Stifel. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. I have a really cracky voice today. Sorry about that. But the markets are rallying this morning after the inflation gauge came in below expectations. The Dow Jones Industrial averaged up 514 points, 42,859. The S&P 500 is positive 64 points at 5,931, and the NASDAQ composite is trading higher up 129 points at 19,502. Active stocks this morning, NVIDIA up $2.44, trading at $133.24. Quantum computing positive $2.93 at $18.08. Tesla up $3.29, trading at $43.910. Downtown AI up 61 cents at $19.49. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced yield 4.50%, and over two commodities, gold is up $30 an ounce at $2,629, silver positive 46 cents at $29.62 per ounce, and crude oil is trading at $69 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President of Investments, Stifel Nicolaus & Company, member SIPC and NYSE for KCNR.
Susan, I have no questions, but I just want to say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
And Merry Christmas to everyone, and we're going to have a great New Year.
We are. It's going to be a great year. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Susan Eastman, First Vice President of Investments for Stifel Investments, and you spell it S-T-I-F-E-L. But you pronounce it Stifel, and she's located at 2701 Park Marina Drive in Reading, right here. You can reach her at 530-244-7199. Susan's been with us a long time, and we really trust her. Now, the weather. Today, partly sunny. We'll see. It's foggy out there today. It was really foggy when I was coming in to work this morning. But it looks like we're not going to have showers today or tonight, but they're going to start tomorrow. With showers really going all the way through Christmas and into Thursday. You know, light showers, cloudy, you know, off and on showers, not steady rain, but that's what it looks like, with the highs being in the, mid-50s, the lows in the low 50s, high 40s. And it looks like this will be going on till next Thursday. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
locally owned, locally operated business, a family-owned business into their third generation. They've been doing this for about 30 years. So in their third generation, they treat their customers like friends. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. And like I said, it's a veteran-owned business, plus other programs for people out there. They get your propane and your power, the gas you need, no matter where you're at. You know, they've got rigs that can go up in the mountains and help people that way. That's Shasta Gas Propane. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. And I'm here with Bruce Middleton from House Realty.
Good morning.
Usually Cameron, but looks like Cameron just didn't make it yet. I did get a little text from him saying he'd be here after 8:04. Well, it's 8:09. I know he's listening.
He's right been now. A little bit under the weather, but I'm not totally surprised that, you know, as I told you, if he got here before 8 o'clock, I'd ask him if he couldn't sleep.
Well, he's never been here right at 8 o'clock. I mean, it's always 8:02 or 8:03. But we have though, the master here, the one that has taught Cameron everything he knows, but not everything you know. So.
Well, he's been doing this off and on for over 10 years, and he's very bright, and he's good at it. Keep him on cue here. And
yeah, keep him on point.
Yeah, absolutely, and he does very well. I was listening to Susan where she said gold dropped or went up $30. I think yesterday it went down $42. I remember the days when gold was $32, and that's what it was. Silver was $2. It was always 16-1. And now, in the last week, I've seen it go up 30, down 40, and back and forth. And it's kind of a sign of the times financially.
Well, what was it? Was it 10 years ago, 15 years ago, that gold was running at, $400 an ounce?
Oh, yeah.
And I had somebody, Leonard, in fact, from Four Winds Jewelry, said, you ought to go out and buy as much gold as you can right now. He says that price is going to start going up. And he was right. And now it's what,
26.50, something like that.
26.50 an ounce.
Silver's over $30, and I remember people that did that, and I remember many, many years ago when the Hunt family did a run on silver.
I remember that,
and got it up actually to $50,
and then lost it.
Yeah, and what goes up comes down generally.
Yeah, they ran that price up. Well, from what I understand from people is that, you know, you base things on gold reserves and silver reserves, it's not there.
No, I don't think that's true any longer. I saw where they just had a huge gold strike in China.
Is that where it was at?
Yeah, that they're, you know, they're talking
billions.
Maybe trillion, but yeah.
Wow. So if we took that whole gold strike, we still couldn't pay off our debt.
No, I think the last I saw were right at $37 trillion, but there are those that say that it's a lot more than that, and you know that's what they're telling us. And I remember it hadn't been that many years ago when Everett Dirksen, senator from Illinois, said, you know, a billion here, a billion there, sooner or later this is going to run into real money. Well, when you think that a trillion is 1,000 billion. And then 37 billion, you know, it's crazy.
67 miles in a year. If you put $100 bills, stack them together, or any bills, and stack them together, it'd be 67 miles high.
And that's the concern that a lot of these people have, is that, you know, you can't do that forever. And sooner or later, you're going to have to pay the
piper. Somebody's going to have to pay for it. And like the debt is, or the deficit is $1.3 trillion. I mean, who pays for this?
Well, we do, I think.
Well, you and I, not so much, maybe, but our grandkids and their kids are going to be paying an astronomical amount just to pay the interest on the debt.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. And they're asking to remove the ceiling on the debt right now. And I don't know how you can do that. I mean, and that's why I think 30-some Republicans voted no on this last proposal.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
You know, it's like real estate. We're up and we're down. And I was reading this morning in the Chronicle that in San Jose, over 70% of all the homes are valued at $1 million or more.
In San Jose?
In San Jose.
Oh, my gosh.
And matter of fact, I jotted down a couple of them. It was an interesting article. And but San Jose, it was 70%. San Francisco was at 57%. And you think of all the homes out in the avenues and all the places, but this is all the homes. L.A. was 36%, but what was interesting is it was up 10% from last year. San Diego was 35%.
Okay, now these percentages you're giving are...
Of all the homes.
Right.
And like, for instance, San Diego, 35% are valued over $1 million,
oh, okay.
But it's up 11% from last year. So you can see where the trend is. Sacramento ranked 13th in the state at 9.4% over $1 million or more. But you think of all the old... tracks and
yeah.
homes in Sacramento that, you know, 50, 60, 70, 80 years old, whatever, but they were up 3% from last year. So that trend is obviously there, and we talk about people not qualifying for homes. Well, $1 million, you know, I think in Shasta County, I don't have any idea. I wouldn't think more than 2.5% or $1 million or more, you know.
Around here?
Yeah, and that's probably high.
Well, my in-laws live in a house in Granite Bay. It's on a big double lot. It's got a swimming pool. There's nothing special about this house. This house, you know, it's an older house, and it's a nice little house for them. It's 1, 2, 3 bedrooms, 2 baths, living room, den, kitchen, little dining room. Those houses out in that area are selling close to $1 million.
Oh,
and because
absolutely.
That's a double lot and they rent here, they could put another house on that lot. And they're just built some houses right on that road in Grant Bay. If you're familiar, it goes down to Folsom Lake.
Yeah, right.
$700,000 ones on that, stuck in together on that road, which is, I mean, during the summer and spring, that's a pretty busy road. $700,000+ for those houses.
I remember when there didn't used to be a Granite Bay. You know,
it's a newer
community. And yeah, but I think back too in the days with Roseville and Rockland, and when I was at Shasta College many, many years ago, Rockland, Sierra College was in our conference, and we used to go down there, and there was not much there.
No.
And now, my God, those towns have grown, and they've all grown together.
They have. It's like one big city outside, you know, the downtown Sacramento. They're all interrelated there.
Like driving from San Francisco to San Jose, one street divides each town. You start Millbrae, Burlingame, San Mateo, you're going on down, and it's,
Okay. Yeah, I'm here with Bruce Middleton from House Realty, and we're going to take a quick break here. We're talking about the number of houses that are worth, you know, they're selling for $1 million and how it's gone up and the percentage of them in certain areas. You know, when you get 36, 40% or 50% of the houses in an area that are $1 million or more, you've only got a certain group of people that's going to live there.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
You can imagine how these legislators, how they like to change Prop 13.
Oh.
reassess all the homes. My God, our deficit would go away in 10 minutes.
Hey, this is a great time to find or start a career in the healthcare industry, and Shasta Regional Medical Center has opportunities available right now. We have openings for a variety of backgrounds and experience levels. I say we, meaning Shasta Regional. Competitive benefits for both full-time and part-time positions, including medical insurance, tuition reimbursement, 401ks, and more. Check out the website at ShastaRegional.com and click careers in the main menu, and you may find that career just waiting for you. We'll be right back with House of Realty.
But life still goes on. I can't get used to living without you by my side. I don't want to live alone. Hey, God knows. Got to make it smile.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Turtle Bay's 5th annual Redding Garden of Lights is back for another fun-filled holiday season, open on select dates from November 22nd through January 5th. Featuring over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens filled with 2 million lights, don't miss this year's new additions, including new light displays and premium ticket packages. Plus, holiday-themed food, drinks, music, glowing swings, model trains, and much more. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Redding Kia would like to express our gratitude to our veterans and those currently serving our country. Since 2006, Redding Kia has striven to be the premier auto dealership in the North State. There's always a military incentive rebate on all new 2025 Kias at Redding Kia. Test drive a 2025 Kia Sorento today. Tis the season of new tradition sales event at Redding Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue, reddingkia.com.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike, why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
Cornerstone Community Bank is proud to partner with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute. We'd like to express our heartfelt gratitude to veterans and active duty service members for their dedication and sacrifice. Cornerstone Community Bank offers personal and business banking solutions tailored to fit your unique needs. We invite you to experience the warmth of banking with us. Visit one of our four branches in Redding, Anderson, or Red Bluff, or online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Welcome back. It's Friday. We've completed another week. Well, we haven't completed it yet, but we're on the road. Completing another week right here at Free Fire Radio and KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. It is 8:22 in the morning, about 44 degrees out there, a little foggy outside that we can see from our window on the world. And if you're looking for that perfect Christmas present, I have it for you. Tickets to the Redding Rodeo 2025, May 14th through the 17th. They're on sale right now at the Redding Rodeo Association's website, and that's it, reddingrodeo.com. And this is the place to get your tickets. You get the best prices. You get guaranteed tickets. And we ran into places last year. People bought them from other agencies, and they weren't even real tickets. Or that you ended up paying twice the amount for the tickets that you can buy from ReddingRodeo.com. Going to be a great rodeo, 4 days of Professional Rodeo Cowboy Association. It's early in the year. We're in the top 40 rodeos in the nation out of 680, so this kind of gives you an idea of the great time we can have. So, great Christmas presents. Just put them in the stockings or give one to everybody. Buy one for everybody on your street. Redding Rodeo Association rodeo tickets. And I'm here with House Realty, the dean of all, the bedrock of all real estate agencies here in Redding. Been there for 60.
We started opened in 65.
Okay. Yeah. So 60 years there. And we have Bruce Middleton. And we have this guy came in off the streets. What's your name again? Oh, Cameron Middleton.
Well, I had an alias planned.
Yeah, good afternoon.
He gives, I only use it when I fly.
He gives us. He usually gives us his Vegas name. So, okay. And speaking of flying, Reading to Denver just announced. It's a big. How big is this?
It's a big deal. It's kind of been the unicorn for a long time. That I know that. City and county have been chasing after this. The airport has been chasing for this Denver flight.
For years.
For a long time. And it's not just, hey, it's the destination of Denver. It's the hub. It's because of it being the United hub primary in the western United States. And really from there, it allows, it's so much easier to be able to go anywhere else on that second flight. And it's so much more reliable as well than San Francisco.
Oh, yeah.
We had an employee of ours who recently went to England for a trip, and her just the difficulty she had getting out of Reading to San Francisco, let alone once she got to San Francisco to be able to do that, were horrendous. But
because of weather down there,
because of weather and everything else.
Yeah.
But and not that Denver can't have weather, it can. But that, but to be able to do to have that that hub, to have that direct link, is such a big deal. It allows. And it's, and I recently read to some people on some comments on the article from yesterday that were saying that, you know, hey, those of us who don't fly are subsidizing those who do fly, et cetera. But there's a real economic impact with this as well. And what this can do economically and the type of driver that it is for the city of Reading. I look at Chico. Chico is down now, I think, to zero flights out of the Chico airport. And we really had to fight at one point. We were down to one. I think we had the San Francisco to Reading flight, and that was it. And had we lost that, and you can imagine from just being a city our size, you know, just under 100,000 in city limits, you know, 120,000, 130,000 in the metropolitan area, that now you're able to, it really makes Reading not only a destination, but it also makes us a great spot for departures. There's a real economic impact with this that will benefit everyone down the road. And I think it's tremendous news. It's something that's been going on that they've been trying to do for years. And I think we lost the Avelo flight, but adding this back in, you know, having five flights, having now this Denver route, being able to get to Los Angeles, San Francisco, Seattle, some of these places, and making us more of a regional hub, you know, really, I think is tremendous news. And this is a big, big deal for everybody.
Well, Bruce, this have impact on businesses that want to come in here and or businesses that are here.
Certainly it does. And, you know, I was just thinking, too, with that, that I was reading an article yesterday, and they were talking about the federal government being one that's calling their workers back. So that, you know, when the pandemic hit, people could work anywhere or work from anywhere, and that might be changing. But I just having that access, I can remember sitting on the floor of the Denver airport waiting for the plane to be de-iced. But, you know, as a hub, it, you can go anywhere. And so I think that's a big plus for us. There's no doubt.
You know, people a lot of times will fly or will drive down to Sacramento, spend the night. Sometimes, but they'll park their car for 10, 12 days, and that becomes expensive. If you look at the cost, if it costs a couple hundred dollars more flying out of Reading, but if you look at the overall cost and the ease of it, it just makes things so much,
flying
so much
out
better.
Out of Reading. And if you're coming from a long flight and land in Oakland, San Francisco, Sacramento, and have to drive home that night.
I've done that before.
Oh, I've done that so many times.
Got home at 2 in the morning, things like this.
Yeah. I was told this morning, Robbie, my nephew, Middleton Construction, at the office there, his mother-in-law was flying in on a direct flight from L.A. last night, and they got to Yuba City, turned around, and landed in San Francisco. I guess the fog was so bad.
It was pretty bad last night.
Yeah. So I guess she's trying to work her way up this morning.
Yeah. And that, but it's unusual. Like, we have fog now, but last night was pretty heavy, and this morning was pretty heavy.
Yeah.
You wouldn't know about that, Cameron, because it was
I'm well aware.
It was before 9 o'clock in the morning.
I'm well aware. Okay. In fact, it
probably scared you if you woke up around 6 and you looked outside and you went, "Oh my gosh, I'm going blind. Yeah, I better go back in bed for another 3 hours."
I was actually up fairly early. My little boy Cole, he's got the day off. Last night was or yesterday was his last day of school. For now, we have Christmas break. Uh-huh. Going through for the rest of, through to the new year, and he was really excited about the seeing the fog. He hasn't seen it that many times, but he's actually been a bit of a frequent flyer himself and has taken some of those trips. And I can tell you as well, when you know, you got a smaller kid, or maybe probably those who have two or three or more, and you're trying to do that long drive down to the Bay Area or to Sacramento and back after a long flight with small children, boy, is there an awful lot of convenience to be able to leave right out of Reading.
Oh, flying into Reading is just so much easier after you've taken a trip. And we've done that a couple of times. And it's kind of like, okay, we've been gone for 7 days and or whatever, and come back to Reading, and you don't pay that much. I mean, I don't know how much they charge down there now, but then it was like $5 a day or something like that, or it might have even been free. Who knows?
Yeah.
And then just get in your car and go home.
Well, I think being able to fly directly into Reading as well.
Yeah.
A lot of people that are short vacation might choose to do that to check out the recreation and whatever.
Yeah.
I think
just
overall it helps our real estate market and certainly our economy.
Yeah. Okay, I'm with the House of Realty, Bruce and Cameron Middleton, and we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. Right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Lucky Millers. Founded in 1960, been in the same spot since 1967. You got Tim and Logan down there, give great haircuts. I haven't had a bad one in 17 years that I've been going to Cypress Square Barbershop. I make appointments by giving them a call at 530-244-9478. Make an appointment, come down there so it works out on my schedule, get a great haircut. I realize, and you should realize, this is not a hair salon. This is a barbershop, and it's a great barbershop. Man's Last Stronghold, that Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back with House of Realty.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice. With respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Winter anxiety or stress got you down? Got a cough that just won't stop? On your second round of antibiotics? Or lost your taste and smell? Experience the ultimate in relaxation and wellness at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave in downtown Reading. We feature our salt cave that feels like the beach, our 10-minute knockout sessions, and our infrared saunas where you can burn 300 to 600 calories. You can breathe easier, clear sinuses, reduce pain, inflammation, and boost your immune system. It's perfect for kids, pregnant moms, and the whole family. And yes, we accept pets. Call us today at 530-338-2094. So if you're looking for the perfect gift, give a gift certificate to Capturing the Essence Salt Cave or visit the gift shop at 1506 Market Street to find health-wise gifts like the Genesis Stone, our salt packs, or the Essence of Renewal that helps to eliminate nerve pain. We are here to help. Call us at 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094. And give the gift of relaxation and wellness.
Invest in your future with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. Get job ready or transfer eligible in programs like nursing, forestry, teaching, accounting, physical therapy assistant, computer information systems, and many others. Classes are free for full-time students with flexible hours and compressed 8-week options. Perfect for working adults. Ask about the many financial aid options available to help you turn your calling into a career. Spring semester begins January 13th. Enroll at ShastaCollege.edu.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Good morning, everybody. It's 8:34 in the morning here, 43 degrees here on the 20th of December. Five more shopping days till Christmas. I count Christmas as a shopping day. People know that because, you know, oh, gosh, I didn't put this one in a stocking, so I run down to AMPM or, get a quart of oil and stick it in there.
You think I'm last minute? I mean, I never wait till the day of. I always get it done by the 24th.
The night of the 24th.
No, it's usually in the afternoon sometime. I've got a little bit of a program. It actually works well. An old friend of mine, Gary, used to run the Mount Shasta Mall. Remember one time I'm there on the 24th, and I've got my list, and I'm in the middle of the mall. I'm lost. I have no idea, and I'm trying to figure out where these places are, and I hear a voice from behind me. And he says, "You have absolutely no idea what you're doing, do you?" And I turn around and say, "Hey, Gary, how you doing?" He says, "Listen, we've been watching you on the cameras for the last 20 minutes on the security cameras and just having the best time watching you because you do not know where anything is." So he says, "Listen, give me your list." He says, "All right, first one on here, go down this way, take a left. It's the third one on the left. Come back. Meet me right back here." I do that, come back, says, "Okay, now go down this way, second one on the right, go hit this." We get all the shopping, he goes, "Okay, now go take it to those ladies down there at the end, give them $10 a package, have them go ahead and wrap these up." I said, no, there's a Hallmark store, I'm going to go ahead and just get the bags and the tissue paper." He goes, "Cameron, we closed that 4 years ago. Just go down, go do this, go over to the Rusty Nail, have a drink, hell, have two. And by the time you're done, your presents will be wrapped. You'll be all set." And until the day Gary passed, that was our tradition. We did that every December 24th.
There you go. Hey. Well, you know, it's even better if you go see Gary. And he takes you to the Lost and Found Department. You go to the Lost and Found Department, you'd be surprised at those Christmas presents that are just laying there for free. For free. You know, they do ask you some strange questions, but, okay.
Got a lot more to learn from you, Carl.
I'm here with, you got to listen here, wisdom. I'm here with House Realty, Bruce and Cameron Middleton. So what's the house, can you give us a little bit of a synopsis of what this year's been like as far as the housing markets and what's going on here in Shasta County and surrounding area?
Well, it's really stayed fairly stable. I mean, we really haven't.
There's nothing wrong with stable.
Yeah, and it's remained fairly balanced, as we mentioned before. You know, the rates are kind of staying in this same general range that they've been staying in here for a while. And we're a little on the high side today. I think we're at a 7.14, 7.15 is the benchmark from the Mortgage News Daily. But it'll be interesting to see. I mean, again, new administration has some. People are thinking that may have a lot of effect on what happens with regards to housing. I don't think it's going to have that much effect. Again, you look earlier this week, the Federal Reserve saying, "Yeah, we're going to kind of put the brakes a little bit on these rate drops."
Okay.
So we've done some rate dropping, but we're going to go ahead and put the brakes on. So that tells those in the that really determine the mortgage rates, okay, we're probably going to be at this level here at least for a little while. So I don't know that we're going to necessarily see a lot of movement there.
How much impact does the president really have?
Well,
on this.
In this instance, I think there's certain people that are going to wait to see what's happening with the new administration. This year has been pretty steady. No real peaks or valleys. Prices have stayed pretty much the same. Certain areas they've got up a bit, others down just a tad. But I think there's a wait and see. Let's just see with this economy.
Well,
I think Trump probably won due to people thinking, you know, I don't have the money I used to have, and things are higher and this and that. But the housing market, I think, is remained fairly stable. I keep reading where they're trying to build more affordable housing nationwide. There's certainly a shortage, and what's hard is to build anything affordable. You know, I'm in the state of California. You have to put solar on every new house. You have to do certain things.
Don't you have to put in the fire sprinklers?
Sprinklers if you're out of the city. Yeah, I mean, you know, they keep adding more to it.
It's got
to
be all electric.
Yeah.
Or does it have to be all electric?
They're moving towards that.
They're moving towards that right now.
Yeah, and it's been steady, and we'll see what happens in the near future. I don't know. People are still moving. People, you know, move for different reasons. I have a longtime friend I grew up with. We're closing his house today, and he's moving to Idaho tomorrow.
Well, what a surprise that is.
Yeah.
Idaho.
Yeah.
You know, at some point, Idaho is going to tip over into the ocean. There's going to be so many people in it.
Our advice to them is, before you get there, change license plates. Don't drive in with a California plate.
That's what I heard. And when you move into a neighborhood, the first thing you do is you put a flag up with the United States, you know, the United States flag, and underneath it, the Marine flag. They'll go, okay. You know, or an Army flag.
Yeah. But people, Californians forget, when you drive through Idaho with a California license plate, they're armed. Up there, all of them.
You might just have, like, get your car wrapped on both sides and just say, just on vacation.
Something.
So they'll know that, and they'll be very welcoming to you, be very friendly. You know, but like you said, I've heard that. As soon as you decide to move there, you get that license. And so, of course, not that they could tell you from California the instant you open your mouth, but.
Yeah. But, you know, at the same time, I think what you do bring up, though, is in terms of the. I think housing is a lot more regional, and that's why, as well, when you talk about how much does an administration and how much does the president have an effect, I think the answer is not very much. I know that was something I remember even just from taking economics in college, really going through with a professor of mine, and who liked to joke about, you know, he was a good card-carrying Democrat, loved to joke about how in class that, oh, hey, look, taxes were better under this Democratic administration, or more economic growth here under this one. And I remember talking to him privately in his office hours one time, and he said, listen, who's in the White House is not one of the top 10 things that affects the economy of the United States. And I've watched that over the years since, and he was absolutely right. Congress has more to do. Federal Reserve. What the Federal Reserve does is probably right up at the top two or three. Congress can have way more to do with regards to housing and housing prices in the market than what a president can. Price of materials, price of oil. The price of a barrel of oil just by itself has more to do than what a president will have on the market.
If you drop the price of oil, if we go into this drill, baby, drill thing, that should have an impact on all the markets, shouldn't it? I mean, if you have lower cost of oil, that, you know, lower cost for gas then, and then lower cost for transportation, all of these would help bring down inflation and bring back. I mean, people aren't even buying eggs now because the price of eggs have gone up.
And look at the price of coffee. Coffee
oh my
has
gosh.
Gone way up.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Rob bought a case the other day that we'd always, it's around $70, and it was $107 this time. And that, you know, that's almost a 50% markup in a short period of time. Yeah, it politically, I think it has an effect. You know, I noticed where Newsom showed up in town this week with not much fanfare.
No, he didn't tell anybody.
Was in and out, and I think that just has to do with his, you know, polling up here. But.
Well, some people said, they were afraid they were going, that people were going to protest him being here. I mean,
You can go anywhere in California and get a protest going against Newsom. I don't care if it's L.A. or San Francisco or any place.
Sacramento.
We do have some hope on the horizon now that it looks like Kamala could run for governor.
I don't know if she'd want to take the pay cut.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but frankly, I think who the governor is and what's going on with the legislature here has far more to do than who's in the White House.
I think so, too. But the thing about it is, as long as they keep, like Bruce, like you very correctly pointed out, you keep adding things on to build a house, and then all of a sudden that's another 50,000-60,000 on it, and then it extends how long it takes to build them.
Well, and keep in mind, fees and permits are not going down. And
No. That's,
you know, I look at apartment buildings, and it's unbelievable what they're selling for now. Well over $100,000 a door. And I remember selling fourplexes for $135,000, $150,000. Now that's per unit. And the problem is it's too hard to build new multi-unit projects unless they're subsidized, like what you see downtown. And if you go up on Lake Boulevard and Shasta Dam Boulevard, you see all these new buildings, but that's subsidized where it's low-cost financing, X amount of people, you know, below market. But to build new, nice apartments, it doesn't make any sense. You work it backwards, they're going to get this much for rent, so here's your income, and work it backwards. You can't afford to buy the land. So if it doesn't make sense, why you're going to build
it. And that's here in Redding.
Yeah.
And you can imagine, you travel south 100 miles, 150 miles to, the Bay Area. Nothing makes sense then.
Yeah.
And, I mean, for a number of things. But, it would be great if we could put a subdivision up here, or three and twos, three bedrooms, two bathrooms, 1,400 square feet or something, and then have that for people to be affordable, but it's impossible right now.
Well, I don't think you could sell them for under $400,000. So you start thinking $400,000 is not, we don't consider that an inexpensive home up here.
Yeah.
In the Bay Area, you could sell $1,000 a day, but yeah.
Sure.
Well, and we have had, I think just a little while ago, we did have some single family units approved for that they are going to move forward for on construction. So
okay.
Victor and Old Alturas, right
okay.
there, that was slated to only be multifamily, duplexes and triplexes with a fourplex, I think, at the time. And they modified that and then changed it so that there are some single family homes within that project. And they are going to be able to move forward with that. And I think K2 is the one doing that project. So it is possible. They are starting to get some of these a little bit online, but boy, it is very tough. And as we've mentioned before, like anything else, it's supply and demand. So rates really are a big determinant of demand for real estate. And, the supply is the number of homes you have, period. And I think the trouble is, it's the amount of time that it takes in order to do this. And because these developments can take, over in some cases 10, 15 years, you don't have the time to respond when there's an increase in demand.
Yeah,
you don't have the time.
It's not that. It's not like it used to be where you could buy the land and you could start construction within a year. Now you're saying it's like a five-year project there. We got to take a quick break, and we're here with House Realty, and there's a dense fog advisory out. It just popped up on the computer. 43 degrees out there, a dense fog advisory, so be careful out there. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395, license 109-0355.
I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. Happy holidays. During this time, it's important to salute our military personnel, domestically and abroad, who work to keep our country safe. It's during the holidays, that warm, happy feeling of being together with family, that we sometimes take for granted how much we have to be thankful for. So we want to make sure that we let the families and those who serve know that we appreciate their service above self during the holidays.
Celebrate Christmas Eve and Day at Black Bear Diner. Skip the hassle and let us cook for you. Enjoy home-style turkey, slow-roasted prime rib, and smoked ham with all the trimmings. Join us for Christmas Eve or Day for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Make your holiday special at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Jenke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us. We believe there's a difference between a man and a woman, and I think you probably know what it is.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. It's Friday. Looks like it's going to be okay tonight. It's going to start raining tomorrow. Looks like we're going to have some rain every day for past Christmas. Right now there's a dense fog advisory, and it's 43 degrees out there. I'm here with House of Realty and Bruce and Cameron Middleton. And we're talking real estate, the problems it takes to build something, and which is just compounding the problem of people not being able to buy a house or at a house at a price that a working man and working woman can afford. And it seems to get doesn't get better every year. And yet the governor of the state says they were going to build how many houses or how many homes. It was, gosh, what a...
Well, we've heard him say it multiple times when we've been down there for legislative days, and the number kind of changes. It's a seven-figure number, a million and a half, something like that.
And there's been, 200,000 built in 8 years or something. It's just a horrible number. And Bruce started off the show by saying there's some towns that 50% of the town has million-dollar-plus houses. That's what 50% of the inventory cost $1 million or more, and then you get into 30% in San Diego and all these that are $1 million more, and it just keeps going up every year.
Well, in the state, what the governor's tried to do is step in and say, hey, I'm gonna come in and crack the whip, and I'm gonna have the attorney general come in and crack the whip on cities or counties that are getting in the way of allowing housing and zoning housing and having zoning prepared and having land set aside for housing, etc. Fine, great, you can do that all you want. It doesn't drive the housing. But at the same time, he refused to suspend the solar requirement on new construction, refused to suspend the sprinkler requirement on new construction, refused to, again, you say, okay, hey, great, you guys want it. Well, will you suspend fees? Will you put a moratorium on fees, just temporary? Will you allow somebody to delay the fees? Anything else? Well, no, we can't do any of that. But we'll set the land aside. Well, that's fine. I mean, I know within the city of Reading, and I've sat on the Housing Element Committee before and we went through the general plan. Certainly, we have land set aside. We have even subdivisions that are there. That's, it's available. But it's more than just zoning land for multifamily housing. You still have to make it pencil. And if you don't make it pencil, it won't work. It won't happen. Nobody's going to step in and build it.
Well, they're not going to lower fees and permits. I'll tell you, all you have to do is drive around the city of Reading on the roads. Take a look at the roads. And they're saying they don't have the money to fix those. To, you know, $10 million a year, they could take them years, and they don't have the $10 million. It's just, but, you know.
Well, you know what?
There's nobody starving that's working for the city. Let me just leave it at that.
Yeah. Well, Mike Latah was on yesterday, one of our newest city councilmen, and he addressed all that. He's pretty, you know, he's a businessman. He says, we don't have the money. We're losing. No. You know, our tax base is going down. He says, it's got to come from the community, but, you know, start looking at a tax raise. That if you want to have fire and you want to have your roads fixed, you know, this, the money's got to come from someplace, and it's not coming from the government. I mean, there's things like parks you can get grants for and trails, but when you start talking infrastructure and police and fire, 85% of the budget goes to first responders.
Correct.
Yep, there's got to be money, and he was flat out saying it's not. It's got to be something though. It's got to be driven by the community. It's got to say we want these, we want this level of safety, this level of infrastructure, level of trails, all this, and how do we get there?
I think if people thought their taxes were being spent wisely,
yes,
if they thought that, a sales tax increase would probably fly with no problem. But I think when you see the waste, and, you know, I still look at these bike lanes every day on these main streets, and I saw one bicycle yesterday for the first time in 6 months, and I thought, whoa.
Usually you see a shopping cart.
You're going to have to do some repaving, and, you know.
Yeah.
Usually you see a shopping cart filled with somebody's possessions.
Exactly.
In the bike lane.
But that's it. Exactly. And that's one of the primary reasons I voted against the general plan when I was on the planning commission. Of course, Councilwoman Winter called me, negligent? For voting that way, because I didn't think we needed bike lane, class four bike lanes fully separated on every street in the city. And, but again, it's that, it's those kinds of proposals that just absolutely kill that public will for a tax increase.
Well,
you're not going to get it.
What Latal said was, you have to tie that into, here's a photo of the street to be finished by 2025. And things that, you know, in other words, tie it, if there is a tax raise, tie it to things that people can look at and say, oh, okay, at the end of this, we're going to have this.
But when you do that, it requires two-thirds.
Which you're never going to get.
Which is, you know, or 65, you know, that's part of the problem. I look at Placer, and, you know, with the one lanes and whatever, and it's working better than I thought it would. But
yeah, me too. I thought that was going to be a mess, but.
But certain times, you know, it gets a little bit hectic, but, and when the lanes merge, that gets a little bit hairy. Somebody always wants the advantage.
And you can't turn left onto it. You know, all of a sudden I started seeing those signs up there by the jail, can't turn left from, you know,
whatever
7 to 8:30 or something
like
that.
Yeah, good luck enforcing that. But I think the trouble is,
good luck in enforcing
is that. Really the public, the first responders and public safety is and should be the first priority. In terms of the roads, you know, it is. It's over, what, $45, $50 million in backlog right now. And right now we spend about $2 to $3 million on roads. We need about $4 to $5 million a year annually to just keep it where it is. You need $7 to $8 million a year to get ahead.
Resurface it.
And so just to get ahead on our road, we actually have a number between 1 and 100. I don't know exactly where it's at right now. I think it's under 50. But that number tells us where we're at. But that $45, $50 million in backlog, it takes $7, $8 million a year to get ahead. 4 to 5 to stay the same. We're spending about 2 to 3. So with that, you're just not able to get there. But I don't think, I mean, it's these short-sighted decisions that occur that kill tax increase potentially from the community for years. I remember when we had the big ones. What was it? D&E. Measures D&E back when that were the huge ones. Oh gosh, we've got to do the huge community push. Everybody got behind it. Too many people said, we think it's going to be given away for raises to executive city executives 5 days after it failed. Sure enough, it was admitted. Yeah, we were planning on giving this one.
Well, they gave raises to certain, you know, 40%.
And they just did the 40%. That killed it for another 5 years.
Well,
every time this happens,
the thing
it kills it.
Unless we can find a way, you know, Paul DeNuca says, I want to make that pie bigger instead of making the slices smaller.
Yeah.
But, you know, all this is so interrelated that, you know, good roads, good law enforcement, good fire, good schools, all these things are so interrelated to build, you know, to build that bigger pie.
Yeah. Well, Denver's a start. It's little things like getting that addition to Denver. That starts, that helps. get 5, 6, 7, 8 of those. And all of a sudden, you're growing that pie without a tax increase. It's the only way to do it.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, you bet.
It's been a heck of a year.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Good morning, Cole.
Merry Christmas. Thanks for showing up today, Cameron. And Bruce, you're always here, of course, on time, but you're from the old school there, buddy. It's going to be foggy out there, Cameron. It's not just your eyes. So, okay.
Got it.
Everybody have a great day. Like I said, rain's going to start tomorrow. So enjoy your day. Watch out for the fog. And God bless America.
So you work at Monday?
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.